Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Thompson was not a United Healthcare member. Prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they try to secure an indictment against Luigi Mangione. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
His supporters are donating tens of thousands of dollars to online legal defense funds, including one set up anonymously on GiveSendGo. The group saying, "We are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Turkey is working to prevent a power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. Elected officials in New Jersey are criticizing the federal government response to reports of drone sightings. Federal officials say there's no evidence of a national security threat. And President-elect Donald Trump's invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. This is ABC News. Cord cutters are seeing their savings cut by another streaming service boosting prices. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
YouTube is once again raising the price of its TV streaming service. YouTube TV surged in popularity with its low-cost service, prompting millions to cut the cord on their cable TV packages. When it launched in 2017, a subscription ran $35 a month. It jumped to $50 by 2019, then to $73 last year, and beginning next month, it will cost $83 a month. One critic on X writing, "Congrats to YouTube TV for evolving into the very thing it swore to destroy," adding the hashtag full circle.
YouTube blames the rising cost of shows for the increase. A big birthday for Taylor Swift.
A message to the smallest man who ever lived.
Swift turns 35 today, but is celebrating 10 wins at last night's Billboard Music Awards, pushing her lifetime total at the show to 49, the most ever. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in prime time again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, 17 the low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, changing to rain by mid-morning with around a quarter inch possible by the time it ends tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Nikki Zurjev and I talk about our favorite comedies. Brittany Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter. And Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I mean, we've got one of the fake electors crying in court. Oh, no.
All right, well, we'll get to that.
There's a penalty for taking away our vote, or at least trying to.
Yeah, all right. We'll get to that moments from now. 7 minutes past the hour. It's cold this morning, 2 degrees, highs in the mid-teens. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. And now it's time to kick off today's grown-up gift list text to win contest. We do this every day, Monday through Friday. We'll continue next week as well. And then our grand prize drawing happens at the end of next week. But we do this during the 7 o'clock hour, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. It's a statewide contest. And you just need the Civic Media app and text in these keywords.
Simple.
Okay?
It's simple.
It is. It's easy to do.
Except for the spellings.
What do you mean the spellings?
You got to spell the word correctly. Or...
Really? Well, this hour's word is star. That's not very difficult to spell.
Is that
star.
Two R's? Or
No, it's just one. It's just one R, S-T-A-R. You have until 8 o'clock this morning to text us the word star. The prize up for grabs this time around is $100 cash, and we will have a winner by the end of the hour, okay? And then you're entered into the grand prize drawing, all kinds of great grand prizes. We have 8 grand prizes for the grown-up gift list, like robot vacuums, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, snowblower, a couple of luggage sets. And again, the hour's word, the key word for this hour is star. So get your texts in.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Jim Troupas.
What's
heard his name a
him?
Few times before. You know, the fake electors scheme.
Oh, yeah,
and we've been waiting for the AG to come up with some kind of charges. Well, he has come up with 10.
10 charges?
Yeah. Isn't that so cool?
Oh, Merry
well,
Christmas.
You know, Troupas had to appear in court yesterday, and he's facing felony charges, and it's a serious charge. So he accepted it like a man. Let's listen to Cut 78 here.
Okay.
My family and I have endured non-stop, vicious, and unrelenting savage attacks on my reputation, on my livelihood. My children have been interrogated. My long-held friendships and professional life have been destroyed.
Oh.
Not a day goes by that my wife does not worry that our home will be invaded.
It's your fault.
Our doors will be smashed down.
Your fault.
And government agents will come through those doors.
Your fault.
We had thought that this would end. The country asked for it to end in November.
Oh, yeah, just forget about
but
it.
Lawfare, in all its despicable form,
lawfare,
will not end in Wisconsin.
No.
The Attorney General has today doubled down on a vicious strategy to destroy our very faith in the system of justice.
No.
By using the courts for his own personal political gain.
Nope, don't think so.
Everyone here knows that.
No.
This is a political case.
It is?
This has nothing to do with the law. The Attorney General should be ashamed of himself.
Oh. Well, turn it around, you know. Oh, I'm sure he's just huddled away in a corner. The thing here is, you know, these people, they think they can just do anything they want, you know, just get around the law, look for loopholes, try to get away with something like this. I mean, these guys went out and appeared like they were electors.
Right.
This wasn't based on, well, you know, if the election is called in some way, shape or form, please use this. They didn't do any of that. They just wanted to make it seem like they were the electors from Wisconsin. He won't accept responsibility for it. He's whining and crying. Lawfare is going after him. Oh, boy, this is a political thing. Oh, you know, they just don't expect any kind of blowback. They have been shielded from this for years and years, especially with the gerrymandered legislature. They could do anything they wanted to.
Didn't they just form all these fake electors just in case there was a problem with the votes,
Again, they did not write that down. They just presented it like they were the electors. And now, facing the consequences and can't handle it and whines and cries and then, you know, talks about his wife being worried about the whole thing. Well, you should have thought about it before you wanted to throw away every one of our votes in the state. My God, it's our vote.
Right.
This guy wanted to throw them in the trash can. And now he's whining that, you know, he's going to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Crime, you got to do the time.
That's absolutely
sorry, buddy.
True, boy.
Yeah. Face the consequences.
And then another guy who's got a few criminal charges, but, you know, some...
Who's
have
this?
Been like, oh, we're talking about Matt Gaetz this case.
Is he looking for a new job?
He's got a job.
He does?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Right-wing media is already set up with propaganda networks that look like real news networks, but now they have hired Matt Gaetz. One America News is growing. And boy, you couldn't imagine anything like this, could you? This is Cut 70, Matt Gaetz.
Okay. Here we go.
I could not be more excited to join the One America News family. The best reporting, the best analysis, and the most in-depth coverage of the Trump administration is going to come from our team. I've got the sources. I've got the insights. And there is such a spirit of optimism to unlock the opportunity of America. There's no place that's going to cover it better than One America News.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Talk about a little hyped up. Too much coffee, maybe the booze machine. Who knows?
Well, he's got a new job for the new year. Good for him. Good luck with that.
I think my brother, by the way, watches OAN. Yeah. Boy.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I actually don't know.
How come we don't have our own networks? You know, a number of networks. The right wing has a bunch of them.
Get to it.
Yeah.
Well, start one. Why don't you?
Well, actually, we've started one here, Civic Media Network.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, we need more...
More networks?
More networks. Pro-democracy networks.
There you go.
All right? And that's what we are here. We're pro-democracy.
Exactly.
All right? So now, let's talk about the border problem just a little bit here. We have always talked about the immigrants, right, coming into the country.
Right.
But... Representative Dan Goldman brought up another point about the border, and there is a huge problem with it. And let's check this. I thought this was really interesting. Cut 72.
Okay.
Sheriff Chapman, do you know how many gun stores are in Mexico?
No, I do not.
One. Do you know what percentage of guns found in Mexico were originated from the United States?
No, I do not.
70%. H.R. 2 does not discuss gun trafficking from the United States to the cartels,
right,
which allows them to control the border and control the fentanyl trafficking.
Time's expired.
So if we want solutions, we ought to look at disarming our cartels, disarming the gun trade.
Gentlemen,
I hope my Republican colleagues will do that.
Your time has expired. We don't want to hear any solutions.
We're really
tired of these solutions that you keep coming up with here, Dan Goldman. Thank you.
No.
Thank you very much. You know, and forget about the guns. The guns going across the border into Mexico and supplying the cartels with weaponry. Forget about that. Your time has expired. Wow. Yeah. You know, they do this every time.
Of course.
Every damn time. It just burns me. Okay. All right. And finally, I've got this little bit from Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And he's talking about the Biden, the Trump interview. And in there is a reference to the host who was interviewing Trump, interviewing Biden at one time. Well,
okay,
it wasn't necessarily true. So let's check this out from Jimmy Kimmel.
She asked Trump about his inauguration speech. He said the speech will focus on unity. He's against it. Trump also said he isn't going to seek retribution against people like Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff, but that they should go to jail. And he also weighed in against the idea of babies who are born in the United States getting what is called birthright citizenship.
You promised to end birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
On day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it.
Look for the loopholes.
Even close to true.
Get the loopholes.
He says that over and over again. He says we're the only nation that has it. There are actually 36 countries besides ours that have it. I'd show him this map showing the countries that have it, but he'd probably just color it with a Sharpie. And Donald Trump believes that if you want American citizenship, you have to do it the old-fashioned way. You have to move here from Slovenia, get a modeling contract, and marry the first orange millionaire you meet. We also got an update on the exciting new health care plan Trump's been promising for 9 years.
You said during the campaign you had concepts of a plan. Do you have an actual plan at this point for health care?
Yes, we have concepts of a plan that would be better.
Still just concepts? But do you have a fully developed plan?
Let me explain. Obamacare stinks. It's lousy. There are better answers. If we come up with a better answer, I would present that answer to Democrats and to everybody else.
When will we see your fully developed plan? When are you going to show
it? I don't know that you'll see it at all.
Tap dance.
Unbelievable. Probably never see it.
No.
Now, we've already talked about the alternatives, what they've already been thinking about doing, and that is lowering the supplemental. Help that people get for their monthly premiums. That is a tax credit, instant tax credit.
Yes.
And then, of course, they're going to put you in high-risk pools where you have a health savings account. But remember, you have to have the money to put into the health savings account. And no one has that extra money sitting around to put in a health savings account. That's the problem with those things. Yeah. And everybody doesn't want a high-risk insurance policy.
No.
Anyway,
that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's it.
And on it goes. 18 minutes past the hour, coming up right around the corner, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, find out about the weekend weather, and also Audrey Brunke talking about Half the Feet of Madison, coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. It's my hometown.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. John and Courtney in the morning. And as usual, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot, who started a snow shoveling service. She's going around the Wausau area, shoveling people's snow for them. Really? And I think that is a fantastic, fantastic thing that you've taken up.
Yeah, good for you, Brittany.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, that's so funny because I honestly want to start like a snow plow company, have like Merlot plow, and then maybe drop off a bottle of wine for each person that signs on. Who knows? Well, that's just my idea.
No, I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I need a liquor license for that. Who knows?
Do you have snow on the ground today or what's...
Not yet.
We do.
You do.
Just a little bit. Oh. Yeah, just a little bit. Nothing to write home about, at least for up north.
Well, we're still, it's still pretty cold here this morning. Are things going to heat up a little bit over the weekend, get a little closer to normal, or are we stuck in the deep freeze? What's the deal?
No, we're at the bottom of the hill. We're on the climb up that roller coaster once again. So we're only going up from here. The temperatures, man, they got colder tonight than last night.
Right.
The wind chills, you know, are obviously gone, but it is 17 below up in Rhinelander right now. So you guys are on a heat wave already.
Wow. And you're gonna... Okay, well, we'll look at it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
Honestly, so, you should, because we're going up all day today, even throughout the overnight hours. Mm. We're going to still keep climbing. So from right now all the way through tomorrow afternoon, up to the mid-30s. So we're going above freezing. It's going to feel like a heat wave, but it's also going to be a little bit sloppy and messy out there because we have a system moving in. So sunny today, cloudy by tonight. We're looking at light ice accumulations with freezing rain and sleet moving in by tomorrow afternoon, flipping over to all regular rain throughout the evening because temperatures keep climbing into our Sunday to where we're actually going to be into the 40s. So then we are looking at rain potentially again Sunday and into Monday too. So a little bit of everything for us as we go through the weekend.
I like the sound of rain. I'm there
Me
with
too.
You on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Rather have rain than snow this
yeah,
time
a
of year,
bit.
Really?
Yeah,
don't
sure.
you want a white Christmas, Mr.
No.
Bah Humbug?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I don't think anybody
I don't
does.
Think
so. No.
Okay. What?
Well, come
I do.
On.
Oh, you do?
No, she's a skier.
You're a risk taker. That's risky drive into our relatives' homes. Okay, all right.
Right. Well, it might be a little risky tomorrow, so be careful with that ice, though. Seriously.
All right.
The ice.
Very good.
Black ice.
We have to run along, but thank you very much. Hope you have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you on Monday.
That's bye.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
See you later.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Okay. Now, let's welcome in our guest this time around. It's Audrey Brunke of Madison's Happy Feet of Madison, right?
Yes, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. We had you in, I don't know, a month or two ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Sometime before finals week.
Now, it's bronchi, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're not with bronchi glass, are you? Is there any relationship at all?
No.
Okay.
They're the only other bronchi in the city.
They are. Yeah.
Audrey, how old are you?
I am 15.
Okay. You started this, it's a nonprofit,
yes.
Right? A nonprofit. How long ago did you start the Happy Feet of Madison?
When I was 12.
When you were 12?
Yes.
Okay. And explain to people who didn't hear you here last time what that's all about.
So, we started Happy Feet of Madison to give socks to people experiencing homelessness so that they don't get foot infections and frostbite and that sort of thing.
Go ahead. But you've been doing this for several years.
Yeah.
And this has grown into a good deal for people that need a little bit of help, right?
Yeah.
But now, you know, they need to wash their socks.
Yes, they do.
And so what have you've come up with a solution for that, right?
Yes. So we are.
Because after a few years, they start getting a little,
that's what I'm thinking. Stinky. So. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So we did get a very large donation of 30,000 socks. So we have enough socks to provide
a lot of people.
None of them match, but you know, it's fun.
Yeah. So we decided let's do something else.
Yeah.
And so we're holding a fundraiser to get laundry vouchers. Provide laundry services.
To people that need those.
To people that need them.
Yeah. How can people donate? How can people help out the cause to get those?
The best way is to donate at happyfeetofmadison.org.
Okay.
We have just like a place there. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds will go to laundry vouchers. Sorry. It's early.
All right. And they'll process it and then those people will be able to take those vouchers and have these socks cleaned or whatever.
Yes.
Cleaned,
whatever.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And who's providing the actual laundry service? These vouchers are good at any laundromat or a particular place?
Well, it has to be a participant, right? Or somebody who's doing this for them.
We're going to we haven't got like a whole list of participating
laundromats.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So we're going to have probably two-ish, though.
Two so far,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good service.
And it is. It's a terrific thing.
Dirty socks, of course, you know, lose their effectiveness once they are hard, rock hard. Clothes, the same thing. You got to wash them. So, this is a great, great idea.
So, do you have volunteers that help you out with Happy Feet of Madison? Or is this, do you have a committee? Or
does mom do everything?
Mom and dad help out?
It's just me, my mom, my dad, my brother.
All right.
Excellent.
It's
a good family thing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you doing this, and it's a great, great thing that you're providing for people.
Good service.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. All right. And again, if people want to find out more, then go to your website, which, one more time.
Happyfeetofmadison.org.
Yeah. And do you have a Facebook page, too, or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't.
You don't?
I've only recently actually started doing social media.
Gotcha.
So that's
right. Look out, it's addictive.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Audrey. Good luck with Happy Feet of Madison, and people can find out more at your website. You have a good holiday season, all right?
You too.
All right.
Okay, coming up next.
Stay warm.
All right. Very good.
We've got Rocker.
Rocker's right around the corner.
Studio with all the local music that you want to hear.
Back with more in just a moment.
Is the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
Is the John Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, it happened again. Another detection of high-path avian influenza in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection made the announcement yesterday. I've got all the details you need to know next. End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. A poultry flock in Barron County is the latest to detect high-path avian influenza. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State veterinarian, says that they are ready to alert any livestock owners in the area about the detection. She said so far, the good news is there's not many animals in the area.
In that area, what we do is, at least initially, establish a 10-kilometer, which amounts to about 6.2 miles, control area surrounding the infected flock, where we will pull premises numbers for poultry and for other potentially susceptible species. I don't have all the numbers to hand just yet. We have looked and we have not determined any cattle in that 10-kilometer area through our premises registration numbers. But obviously there are other poultry flocks in that area as well. That we will be looking at for surveillance and to contact them.
That's Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State veterinarian. The impacted flock is being depopulated in Barron County, and according to Conkle, as of yesterday, USDA had confirmed 95 flocks with high-path avian influenza impacting 10 different states.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And a Wisconsin soybean grower from Barron County has been named to the American Soybean Association's Board of Directors. Tanner Johnson from Prairie Farm in Barron County has been named an at-large member of the Executive Committee for the American Soybean Association. Aside from growing soybeans, Tanner Johnson's also involved in producing corn, winter wheat, alfalfa hay, and cover crops. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, 17 the low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, changing to rain by mid-morning with around a quarter inch possible by the time it ends tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigby Olson joins me live, as well as our sports reporter Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I wanna rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Rock you like a hurricane.
I'm gonna say the rock and roll.
cut out Billy Joel. I don't understand. Okay. You know, do we lose the razor blade and the tape to cut that baby out?
We'll work on that over the holidays. 7:35, it's clear and sunny this morning. It's really cold, though, and it's going to stay cold through the day. Temperatures at around 2 degrees currently. We'll get up to about 17. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East or West Side or online at verlo.com. Rockers in the studio, but first, it's time to update the contest, text to win contest. Yes. Just want to let you know that the keyword this hour is star, and we have $100 cash prize up for grabs this hour. There will be other hours in the statewide contest here on Civic Media. We do this Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., and you'll have more chances to win next week, and then grand prize the end of the week, all kinds of cool things. You can check out more information at civicmedia.us.
All right.
But text in that word, star, before 8 a.m. this morning. That is the key word, okay? Get your Civic Media app going and get that word star into us. Okay, Rocker, how you doing?
What's happening, guys?
Hey, you are happy.
It's are the
Friday
thing.
Again.
Yes, it is. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, man.
Wow. It is cold as a witch's
Yeah.
That. Wow. It was an interesting drive in, right?
Oh,
car
is.
Took a long time to warm up. We're just not used to this, though. I was telling my wife. I said, you know, I mean, normally this isn't actually that bad. 6 degrees, 3 degrees.
Exactly.
Could be a lot colder, right?
It could be windy, right?
But you know, we've been trained to think warm weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we don't have a thick skin. Here we are.
Well, it's going to be a good freeze. It's going to be a better winter for us because we have an old Highlander, and it would always run out of power. The battery would always wear down because there was, you know, a little trickle on the battery for some reason. It uses some electricity from that battery overnight and with the cold weather, and we didn't use the car that much, so we'd always have a dead battery. We'd be changing it out, going up batteries plus every other month. And now I have a trickle charger. And I am so happy with that.
You like
that.
Those. Yeah, those work well, don't they?
Yeah, that's neat.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, you could always turn your lights on just before you start your car in the morning. Warms up the battery a little bit, gets it going.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah, just for a couple of seconds.
Turn your lights on for just a few seconds because that kicks in your battery before you go and hit the big keychain.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Well, it's counterintuitive. You've got the battery, which is really cold and doesn't have that much power. You turn the lights on, it loses power, and then you try to start.
It doesn't really get the electric
it,
going.
It like kind of gets it, up and going.
That's
it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that.
It's like a little nudge. It's like a little nudge in the morning.
Yeah.
Get up.
Well, let's talk Max Inc. Radio, guys.
Yes, all right,
this weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we do interviews and spin music from local artists here in Wisconsin, tell you about their shows and live in the Lair. We have a one-hour broadcast with interview and a live performance with an artist. This weekend, we have Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen owner C.J. Hall. He's going to be coming in to tell us about their 6th anniversary party they're having out in Sun Prairie. Mm-hmm. Gabe Berdulis, we were telling you, he's coming to town with his friends. He's going to be playing a show here in Madison. We'll tell you about it. We're going to be talking to him on the phone. He's still down in Nashville right now. Mm-hmm. And then live in the Lair, the Trembling Giant. Folky punk rockers from Blanchardville. We're going to find out what's going on with them.
Folky punk rockers.
Yep. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about them in 1 second.
Okay. All right.
But before we get to a preview of tomorrow night's Live in the Lair, let's hear what happened last week. So last week was Live in the Lair with Lou Shields. Lou Shields is a country blues and American roots artist. He plays a 1931 National Resonator guitar, porch percussion. And, you know, when he was in here, he was telling us about this guitar that he bought in 2 pieces, reconditioned it, and there were only 400 made.
Wow.
And so he's got one of, like, a handful that are left right now.
Put the 2 pieces together, and now he's got
He was telling us, you got to listen to the podcast, but he was telling us this story about a musician before him that he got it from who actually traded two broken fiddles for the broken resin of your guitar.
Okay. Seems like a fair trade.
There are some good stories. Lou is a storyteller. He had some great stories to tell. So, you know, you can listen to that whole podcast of the performance and the interviews. You can go to civicmedia.us and find the Max Inc. radio show and pop down, find out.
He talked about not infringing on your area, drumming. with his little rhythm machine.
Well, you know, and his
foot, rather, is the machine.
Well, it's like a little platform he built, right? So he actually stands on it. So it's not, you know, a lot of people think of the suitcase with a bass drum pedal or something.
Yeah. Right.
No, what he did was he took barn boards. So it looks like he's standing on a barn floor, right?
Yeah.
And then there's just a little thing that he taps with his foot. So he's just tapping his foot on the floor.
I see.
But there's a sensor like underneath it. But it's the floor of like a barn. So he still kind of feels like it's like, you know.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Hey, whatever works, right?
He was a really fun guy. Let's listen to a little cut from last week. And you can find more about Lou Shields at loushieldsart.com. This song is called Rustic Road. It's from his new album, Old Riverside, but this was performed live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yes, we're running on and a winding road today. Well, and now I see rolling every river stream, lost overhead. Well, and not today. Well, yes, we're heading on home, going on down, down, down. Yes, we're heading on home, heading on down and a winding road, feeling fine. I see running on down at a rusty road, heading on home today. Running on and a winding road, feeling fine today.
That sounds great.
That guitar, it was amazing. And he had a banjo too.
Yeah.
Those resonator guitars, they're really rare, like you were talking about.
They're metal.
Yeah, they're kind of like almost like a dobro, but they still have more of a guitar sound.
Yeah, and it was very loud on its own. And then he had, you know, pickups retrofitted on there.
Yeah.
Just an amazing performance.
Cool,
I thought, wow, this guy is crazy. Yeah. Got to go listen to the podcast. It's really good.
Yeah.
What we're going to be doing tomorrow in Live in the Lair is The Trembling Giant, a folk-punk hybrid combining gritty acoustic guitar with punky tenor vocals. They'll be Live in the Lair tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the quote is, the interconnectivity of everything contrasted by feelings of isolation. That's what this song is about. This is The Trembling Giant. You can find them at thetremblinggiant.net. This is called The Man Who Knows.
It's a world of ever changing. It's a world of rearranging. It's a churning sea. It's entropy.
The Trembling Giant tomorrow night.
They're picking up the pace here. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we try and cut out that best minute, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Oh, man. Trembling Giant tomorrow on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Lair.
That'll be good.
Creep Funk Christmas with Steez. They've been around for more than 20 years. Tomorrow night, Saturday, December 14th at the High Noon Saloon, 8 p.m., they're with Undercover Organism. They churn out self-described creep funk. Steez is a fusion band and a disco-fanged multi-beast.
Okay. What?
A defanged multi beast.
Yeah, you want to know what creep funk is, probably.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It's their self-described music that they call creep funk. You can actually, we just interviewed Steve Neary, the co-founder and guitarist for the band, and he talks all about exactly what creep funk is. And it's with Steez. It's good stuff. You can search it on Google. You can go ahead and listen to the interview that we have on the podcast and find out about it. But right now, steezcreepfunk.com is their website. This song is from their latest album, Little World. This is called Last Night.
To describe, I would call it creep funk.
Creep
that's
funk.
What I call
that's
it.
That's the first word that comes to my mind.
Mind too. Well, that sounds really good.
Creep funk Christmas. Yeah. That is tomorrow night at the High Noon Saloon.
So. Right, and they're playing with Undercover Organism.
Undercover Organism.
Okay,
great.
I like that.
We have time for one more.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, let's talk about Sam Lyons. He's the son of Philip Lyons, the bass player from Steely Dan, and he also plays trombone in VO5, and great musician on his own. Mm-hmm. And Sam moved out to Los Angeles, California, a little while back, but he's back in Wisconsin. Friday, December 20th, he'll be at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie, and Sunday, December 21st, at the Hidden Cave Cidery in Middleton.
Oh.
Find out more at Sam Lyons, that's LYONS, samlyonsmusic.com. This is Dime a Dozen, was just released this fall. This is Sam Lyons.
You told me that you wanted me there, and I just didn't care how to keep your love. I celebrate the times that we had, but it makes me so mad that I freed my dove. Save me some time for your love. Only a dime in a dozen. The feeling that it's taking me to, with so little to do, makes me need your love. Now I wake up and I stumble out of bed, take some pills for my head, keep my will intact. I don't quite have the looks that.
Well, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Sam, he's a great guy. We've had him here in the lair in the past, and he's just an amazing artist. Yeah. And you can see why he wanted to move to L.A. and spread his wings and see what he can do out there. So he'll be back and catch him at Buck and Honey's on the 20th, and then the cider. Where's my thing? The cider in Middleton.
Hidden Cave Cidery.
Hidden Cave Cidery. That's what it was.
It's kind of cool because it has kind of a soulful thing going.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, he's got that falsetto going. I'm sure all the girls love Sam Lyons.
All right.
Okay, my neighbors have texted in here something here. John, somebody at Barrymore Saturday night, but then they said Phil Lyons' son, who plays with David Hecht, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
Josh Ritter at the Barrymore.
Josh Ritter at the Barrymore Saturday night. Okay. Just getting some random texts in here. Okay.
Texts.
Yes.
Well, we love random texts. Text us and let us know. We know you guys love, you know, local music out there. Absolutely. And listen to Manx Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, because, you know, you're always going to hear brand new music, music you've never heard, because who actually listens to all the local music, right? But we have it right here on Manx Inc. Radio. We get the new music.
It's hard to find, you know.
Every week.
It's not hard to find here, of course, but, you know, it should be played more often. Everywhere, all the radio stations.
And you got a little more for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll come back with Rocker and more of the Manx Inc. preview in just a moment on John and Gordy.
I don't quite have the looks that I did.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can bet I'm gonna do some fishing on the lawn and State Street for a couple of beers.
Mad City.
Talk some buddies as they're walking, find some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
Been too long.
Okay. 92.7 WMDX, the unknown artist singing about Man City.
Yep. And this particular portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. We're back with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview continuing here. What do we got this time?
So you guys were asking me, you said, you know, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Are there any local bands that have Christmas songs?
Right.
I said, you know, it's interesting because you have bands that are local that cover Christmas songs, you know, but they also write songs maybe you don't know. I was thinking, well, they want local music, Christmas music. Careful what you wish for. So Government Zero, this is Drunk for Christmas.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Getting drunk. Drunk with you. Drunk for Christmas. Getting hammered. Drunk on booze. Drunk for Christmas. Cookies, your mom's apple pie, Nana's meatballs are so good they make me wanna cry. About to snap a button 'cause my pants are way too tight, but we still got a 30-pack of BBR to kill tonight. We're just killing time while cousin Bobby back some more. I wasn't good this year, I got a soapbox full of coal, but I'm not here to lose Christmas album for the boys while we take time to open it. All my toys, do I getting drunk with you.
Yeah, that's an instant classic right there. I mean, I'm caught up in it.
Drunk with you for Christmas.
That is great.
Government
stuff.
Zero. So that comes from, there was this series called Maximus, and these local guys, local record label, they got together and they got all these local bands to either write or cover songs. And there were like six volumes. Actually, the fifth never came out. I think the sixth was called In Search of Volume 5. And It was really great stuff. A lot of stuff I couldn't even bring in here to play on the radio. Yeah. It would just be too many beeps, right? Yeah. But it was good stuff.
Wow. That's a great song.
Drunk for Christmas.
In the 90s, you guys would probably remember Sue Peterson, right?
And
the Mad City music show she had there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I played some stuff from the CD they made, but there was a lot of stuff recorded that never got put on that CD, but some of the bands put out their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Magic 7 in the late 90s, they put out a CD called Rarities where they included these kind of off tracks. One of them got hugely popular. It was called Little Drummer Boy.
All right.
So let's hear Little Drummer Boy. This is Magic 7.
I am a poor boy to pile up a bum bum. That's fit to give a king pie. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you on my drum?
Boy, that is a nice treatment of that song. I love that version.
That was good. The whole song is really, really good.
Yeah, I'd love to have that playing softly in the background during a Christmas get-together.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texts in, hey, guys, what happened to Sue Peterson? She's still around.
She's out in California.
Yeah, she moved to California just a few months ago,
yep.
or last year or something.
Yep.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Are we going to play another Christmas song?
Yes, we can do another one. Kerosene Kites, Rock the Christmas. This is Beth Keeley and Eric Jelland.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
That's nice.
Beth
Again,
Keeley.
Another really good treatment of a song that we all know and hate. but wow. This is better. I can listen to this one.
Okay.
Well, I got one more thing for you guys. Okay. Max Inc. Radio Holiday Party.
Yes.
It's coming up Thursday, December 26th at the Gamma Ray Bar, 5:30 to 8 p.m.
That's right.
It's going to be Iron Plow and Super Tanker. So Iron Plow is my band. I play drums. I thought, you know, you guys were asking me about it last week, so I brought in a little clip. This is a little clip
excellent.
We did. This song is called When We Fly Divine.
Excellent. Darkness coming in the dead of night. One day morning it'll be alright. Alright. My mind goes back to when we were young and I feel so proud. Spread our wings and feel the night and when we fly. We fly divine.
Beautiful. I love the drummer on that.
Thank you.
Hey, we are almost out of time, Rocker. Thanks for coming
in. All right,
in.
Man. Thank you. Appreciate
See
it, man.
Next time around. Coming up.
We run out of time already?
Yeah, I know.
We can hang out a little bit longer.
After the show. Monday, we will welcome in former Mayor Paul Sogler to the show.
Excellent.
We hope you have a good weekend. Stephanie Miller is next right here, 92.7 WMDX. John, right. Have a good weekend.
You know, you too.
Sam, you have a good weekend, too. Okay?
Rocker, check out hundreds of beavers. Check out the end of that.
Yeah.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 38 days until Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term in the White House, he invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
You know, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him, Senator?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.